All right. Ready? Good evening, everybody. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council for September 8th, 2021 to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. Would you all please join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss?
To be late.
Councilwoman Switlick is absent. Council President Kaczynowski?
Here.
And Mayor Mullick?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. All right, we have two public comment sessions. We only have a few members of the public, so instead of limiting the first public comment session to those items listed on the agenda, we'll open it up to anything anybody might wish to come up and speak about. So, are there any members of the public who might wish to come up and make public comment? Please come on up. Have a seat. Identify yourself for the record.
Good evening. I'm Tom Doty, 45 Lilac Drive, Flemington, but in Township.
Yep.
I just wanted to follow up with a few conversations that I've had with Brian and Vita about some public safety issues.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, Brian, you're aware of it. I don't know if everybody else is aware of it, but there's many ash trees that are dying and dead along Lilac Drive, as well over all of Clinton Township,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of other places in New Jersey. So yeah. I'll just give you a little bit about me to make it quick. I'm a certified tree expert by the state of New Jersey. I'm a certified arborist by the International Society of Arboriculture, and I'm also a certified forester for the American Society of American Foresters. Among other things, I am like you all, I'm a public servant. As you can see, I'm coming from work tonight. I work for Millburn Township. I'm the assistant superintendent of public works there. And I'm also, for the last 15 years, I've been the urban forester. So just to give you that background, I'm not just pointing out something that I think, you know,
sure.
is not an immediate concern.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have the Environmental Commission. I would assume that if it's not been brought to your attention prior to me sitting here tonight, then it should have been, because I've been talking about this since 2006 in my township. So what I asked originally in June, I went and emailed and spoke to the administrator. Specifically, I have a 12-year-old son that rides a school bus every day. Mm-hmm. It took me over a year to get the county to remove the trees by the Echo Hill Park, which is my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, long story short, I used to work for Tewksbury Township, so I know Sean Van Dorn. So I literally had to go to Sean Van Dorn to get action taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not trying to be a pain in your mm-hmm. side, but this is a real issue, and it needs to be addressed. And I'm not saying every single tree that's dead out there, but the trees are predominantly leaning over the road, where you all know it's a healthy community. People bike, they walk, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, the problem with these trees is it'll be a day like today,
mm-hmm.
completely sunny, and they will fail.
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, walk through the trails at Echo Hill Park. You'll see as many as you want to see if you haven't been out there. So
mm-hmm.
I'll leave you with a couple sets of pictures. And the one specifically that I'm addressing is right across from Country Hill Road on Lilac Drive. I believe it's number 48.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm not trying to put a burden on private property owners, but how it works in Millburn Township is I'm the lucky official that gets to talk to people about their
mm-hmm.
dead tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just like Clinton Township, you have your own ordinance, 75-2, if I'm not mistaken, that even puts a timestamp on since the notice of 10 days that these issues should be removed.
Yeah.
So, you know, in Millburn, what I do is mm-hmm. I go out, identify the tree, I bring my code enforcement officer with me, I tell him the tree's dead or dying, then he follows up with a letter. And what we do is we give people 30 days to respond to that notice.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't respond to that notice, then they get to come to municipal court.
Hmm.
So I'm sure, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm probably pretty sure the rules work in some fashion. Your zoning says construction or zoning official, excuse me. So I want to see something done because, again, I don't want to hit the school bus or other people.
And so one of the actions we're definitely taking is there'll be a little article in the newsletter that we've been working on based on some guidance that we'd already have posted on the website going back till late last year. I think the difficulty for us is going to be identifying the property owners to notify and say, you need to go take care of this specifically. 48 Country Hill Drive, for example, now that we have that, we can go take a look.
It's 48
Lilac. Because I think a broad-based notice would catch some folks who don't necessarily have ash trees. I know I'm cognizant of mine. I have actually taken one down a few years ago because it was on the road. And I have another that I keep an eye on. So we'll have to come up with a viable plan and loop in the Environmental Commission, which has some turnover at the moment. So that may be playing a part of it. And
we'll I'll let you know, again, what we do because nobody knows where their property lines are. Even in a community like Miller Township, we send the notices to everybody near the tree. And we work with them to have them pull out their survey, and then we work with them to identify as best we can where the tree is. And if people don't like to agree to whose tree it is, they all come to court. And the prosecutor can decide what the case is. So there's ways to do this, you know, without delaying things further. And again, if I can, I obviously work full time. I've been working a lot since last Wednesday.
I'm sure.
So, and I have a 12-year-old son that plays baseball all the time. So, if I can assist in any way, I will volunteer my time. But the only thing I'll ask, if I do volunteer, again, I'm not a lawyer. I just want to make sure that I'm covered, liability wise, because people will sue me personally. So, with that said, I'll leave you these pictures. I won't take up any more of your time.
Now, again, I appreciate you raising the concern. It is definitely one that we have out here in rural Hunterdon County that there are a lot of those trees.
I just don't want to see anybody get hurt. So.
I'll actually echo the mayor's comments because ironically tonight, driving to the meeting, I was coming down Wellington Road, and I'm looking at the ash trees saying, gosh, I wonder if we have an ordinance that handles ash trees that are dying and overhanging the road. Ironically.
Not specific to ash trees.
I was thinking of all dead trees. Yeah. The ash trees in particular, the ones that are noticeable now because of the ash borer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your cooperation.
Should I take one?
Any other members of the comment who might wish to make, or any other members of the public who might wish to make a public comment about any topic? Thank you. All right. Seeing and hearing no movement, we will move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items that members of the Council might wish to remove from the consent agenda?
Yeah, could we have a little discussion on number 6, the Elm Group, Inc. Resolution?
Can we remove it and have a discussion?
Yes.
Yes, that's what he's asking for.
Right.
Any other items?
No.
Any members of the public who might wish to have something removed for discussion on the consent agenda? Okay, seeing no movement. Thank you much.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes, except to the regular meeting on June 23rd, which I didn't attend.
No, I'm sorry.
No, we're not doing
minutes. Oh,
it's
not
consent.
Oh, yeah, the consent.
Okay, June, so you abstain.
Abstain, yeah, I abstained at that, sorry.
Councilman
Glazer?
Yes, except for the abstention to that one part. With the changes we talked about.
Yep, Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Boy?
Yes. Perfect. All right, we now have a Board of Health hearing. So we will adjourn as the council and convene as the Board of Health. This is for Block 42, Lot 1, 450 Cokesbury Road.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. How are you? Okay. Please identify yourself for the record.
Surely. That's Bill Jupinka with Bayer Reese Engineering.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's J-U-P-I-N-K-A. All right. So I'm going to just give you a quick overview of this property in particular and what's going on. So it's a 0.3 acre lot at 450 Cokesbury Road. And he currently has a cesspool that is malfunctioning. It is breaking out on the ground surface. It's just obviously, you know, cesspool full sludge. But also on a property that's just very small and constrained. Mm-hmm. We have a well on the property. Nowhere on the property can you be 100 feet away from the well at first. There's no well records also. There's nothing with the state, nothing with the county as far as the construction of that well. But doing soil testing on the property, the only really viable option or viable location is just off to the side, uphill the current cesspool location. Mm-hmm. But that, in fact, you know, generates a bunch of waivers to be able to place a system there. The soils are very well drained. They're very sandy materials. There is water movement through the ground. I think we established that at 59 inches as the highest point. So to tackle the constraints we're up against as far as being too close to the well, we are closer, you know, close to the house as far as setbacks go with the state standards, we are proposing an advanced treatment system. All right, we want to treat the water before it goes to the disposal field. And on top of the matter that we don't have enough available area to even accommodate a four-bedroom house by code. If we look at, it's a soil replacement fill and close system. Technically, we're only allowed to count the inside part as our area, groundwater and the sewage is going to flow through the buffer as it is down below. So we do have a lot of available area, just what is allowed to be counted as far as code standards go. There is a South Branch River down below, but the flood zones don't come up into this portion of the property, so we're free and clear of that as well. That being said, that's basically the history, I guess, of this lot and why we're here to do so.
I do have one question, and I suppose that you may have answered it, but I just want to be clear on it. I noted in the engineer's report from the county that it's a pressure dose system?
It's a pressure dose system, correct.
And that the minimum area is something like 900 square feet?
By code, if I can go to
that's what you were referring to before.
Correct, yeah. So with the advanced treatment system, the smallest we can be, or by code, they would like to have 621 square foot of area.
And you have 400 and change.
And we are at 405, right? Mm-hmm. The code says the minimum disposal area for a dwelling should be 400 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we can meet that, but we can't grab any more space. With the buffer, you know, we can't again count that buffer. We have 590 square foot of area.
So you're stating that though you don't meet the code per se, you're able to treat the amount of effluent that will be coming out in what you feel is a satisfactory manner.
Correct, because we have such good permeability of the subsoils, and we're treating that effluent. Yes. It's closer to conformance with the standards as best we can.
Sure. Certainly closer than the cesspool.
Cesspool, certainly.
And it's a replacement of failing system.
Failing system, right. Yes.
So two questions for you. Yeah. The 8-foot property line, that property line is the one along the roadway, I think. That's the closest one.
I'm sorry,
it's saying the tow line should be.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so it's along the road. It's not like a neighbor, per se.
That's not a neighbor, right? This Highbridge Cokesbury Road.
Yeah, it's right
around. Right, so it's just mm-hmm. a lot of wooded trees in there.
Right.
But he just doesn't own it. When you're there, you look. It looks like he has visually more property than he has.
Right.
But it really has a small postage stamp in that corner. But yes, there's no home there on that side.
There's also a notation back on the soil log. I think it's page 22 or something. Okay. The existing cesspool shall be pumped and abandoned in place unless otherwise directed. Is it normal to just pump them and abandon them in place?
It's 99% of the time.
Really?
It's pumped and crushed. Yeah. Technically, when spoils leave a property,
mm-hmm.
if they were to be removed, they're supposed to be brought to a hazardous waste facility.
Mm-hmm.
The cost to do that is astronomical.
I see.
But if I heard you correctly, you're Not just leaving it, though. You're crushing the cesspool.
Yeah, they have to to remove the voids if there were to be, right? In this case, it's an open bottom as it is.
Right.
But they do crush the top and break it apart, and then they just backfill. It's pumped first, and then...
Yep. Oh, that answers my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It has to be pumped. The installer provides a pump receipt to the county as part of their...
Got it, yeah. But it's not as if there's an open pool there that could collapse. It's actually filled.
No,
it's not filled per se, but it's not.
Right.
Okay.
It's no longer there as a...
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yep, definitely.
All right.
Yep.
Any other questions?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. May I then have a motion perhaps for in favor of a waiver?
I make a motion for the waiver with the four conditions stated by the county.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Mullen?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay. I have a few appointments to make.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. Carla, you're going to help me remember which are these all my own appointments?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. No, but some come with advice and consent of the council, so I don't remember if these were or weren't.
Your email said it, and I don't know if I have it.
It doesn't hurt to make a motion.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it with advice and consent. So I have an appointment of Chris Hackett to replace Rich Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Rich did a great job on the Open Space Committee for the last 4 years and recently resigned. He served as chair. He was a real driving force, and he's been great in the handover. So
skip the crap out of it.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Well,
that woke me up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you listening at home, apologies. So we're going to miss Rich dearly, but we have Chris Hackett in the wings to replace. Obviously, Rich's resignation also leaves a vacancy at the chairperson position. So I would like to appoint current member Micah Versa to that role. And we also have an appointment of Michael Lennox to replace Paul Maywall, who resigned from his alternate one seat. And Michael's term will expire at the end of this year, and then we'll see how we do for next year. But I think really three great appointments, three great people. Keep on doing the good things that Open Space is doing.
So it's 12:31, not 21, right?
It should be 12:31, correct.
To Lennox.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it should be Michael Lennox.
Yes.
And I would echo the mayor's comments about Mr. Shaw's service on the Open Space.
Yep. And Paul, well appreciated.
And Paul, yeah, all so well appreciated.
Really
a lot of good work.
A lot of great volunteers on the committee.
Yeah, wonderful.
So just to cover my bases, may I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Moy?
Yes. Councilman Strauss, let the record reflect, has arrived at 7:17 and just in time to give his reports.
Oh, boy.
We'll let you get settled.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Councilman Glazer.
Well, we're not going to give you much time to settle because my report is going to be short.
We'll come back to him at the end. Go ahead.
Mine will be short. Planning Board, there was a meeting on the 19th, around that date. It was basically an administrative meeting approving some previous approved resolutions, both as to affordable housing. The Ingerman product, which I think is project going to be Willows or Spruce Run?
Yes.
And Clinton Woods, which is the Pearl project across the street. Both were formally adopted by the Planning Board. Historic Preservation, we had a quorum problem this month, so the meeting has been delayed until next month, so I have no report from them.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come to me. Well, we'll go to County President Kochanowski.
Yeah.
Don't come to me. I have nothing to report.
Good. And for my perspective, let me run through this here real fast. I just want to note for the record that I did receive two letters from committee members with regard to the mask mandate for the schools, which I forwarded on to the governor's office.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say for the record that a real big shout out has to go out to our first responders, police, fire, OEM. They worked a lot, really hard last Wednesday.
Yes.
Late into the night, early into the morning. A lot of that I know was to help out our neighboring towns as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we came through, all things considered, pretty well. What else do I have? Da-da-da. We've been doing some interviewing, Administrator Mekovitz and I, for our open finance position. We need to eventually fill our CFO role, and we have a couple of candidates that we think in the
long-term might be able to do that for us. We still have openings for Public Works, looking for a few good people, and they're very short-staffed, so the quicker we can fill those, the better.
And the corridor office as well.
And there's an opening for the corridor office as well. Yes, that's been posted. Yeah. I always forget that one for sure.
I do, too. Yeah. I think they do, too. Anyway.
From the Recreation Committee, the rescheduled Community Day has been rescheduled yet again. They were unable to really get a lot of vendors respond, and they were having difficulty even with community tents. I think at the time they only had three. It hadn't been that well publicized, so they made the decision to push it out, which I fully support. We are going to have a Halloween event, so some type of trunk or treat project that the basketball courts is and tennis courts and pickleball courts is moving ahead. That's all been paved. They're just lightly cured, and then they can just apply the coating. They shouldn't be. I don't think there's even nets up. No, that's a shame. And then we have a plan, I think, to upkeep Field of Dreams so that it is useful and extend its useful life for another few years until we have the means to build that playground that we're planning to build near Marukian.
Oh, good.
And I think that is all from me, Councilman Strauss.
Yes. So I apologize for my
lateness
this evening, and thank you for giving me a moment to get my stuff in order here. So first, Clinton Township Board of Education, September 1st was the first day of school. Everything seems to be moving along. Good thing I picked up on their website is on September 9th, there's a parent and community input for their superintendent search. It's a virtual meeting. There's two sessions that can be attended, one at 10 a.m. and one at 7 p.m. And those links, again, could be found on the Clinton Township website. Back to school nights are September 13th for the Patrick McGarren School, the 14th for Round Valley, and the two nights, the 20th and 21st for the middle school. And their next meeting is, I think that is Monday, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. If I'm wrong here. Sorry about that. Environmental Commission, a few things being discussed. Mayor, I sent you an email this morning. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. All right.
Playing catch up myself from the storm. So those late night and early morning emails are just when I've had time to sit down. So just a few items that we can talk offline about. But they've been talking about the development proposal review for the Willows at Spruce Run, which I heard you mention from Councilman Glazer prior to my arrival. Sustainable Jersey Green Team, joining that, some discussion on that. Continued discussion on the electric vehicle charging stations and available grant fundings for those through the state. Signage at Windy Acres, and their next meeting is, August, October 2nd, sorry, at 7:30 p.m., and that was in person. As far as for public safety, I spoke with Lieutenant DeRosa just on the Chief DeRosa.
Oh, that's right.
On a few updates. This past Tuesday, they had a cannabis legislation seminar at the middle school.
Just
with a conflicting schedule, I was not able to attend that. I don't know if anyone.
No, I believe Administrator Mekka was attended. Okay. I wasn't able to get out.
Good. I'm glad someone from our governing body here was able to attend that and get the great information that's being put out there. They recently utilized the firehouse to update all the dash cams in their vehicles to be in compliance. I know on the agenda tonight is an order for one police SUV that's coming out of the Capitol. I spoke with Lieutenant DeRosa, and I guess they're no longer making police cars. They're all SUVs now.
He's indicated it's very difficult to find them. And I think that's partly because of the car shortage.
Yeah,
the general production issues that we're having.
It's about a 26-week lead time from the time of order.
So is that for the cars or for
anything?
For anything.
Just if we can get them, that's great.
Yep.
In the purchase. And I think that was all I had for public safety.
Well, good event in the fire department.
Yeah, right. Yes, and thank you for the attendance to that. And I also want, as the mayor said, great job by all our first responders during the storm. And hopefully tonight we don't have anywhere near of what we experienced this night last week. Uh-huh. But all are ready to go, nonetheless.
Terrific.
I actually missed two things, so I'm going to double back for myself. Administrator McIntyre, I assume you're good as far as reports?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Gray Rock Road was delayed by about a month. I understand from Public Works that it began this week that they were on site, so that's good news.
Hmm.
I want to see it done, so hopefully there are no more hiccups. I know they had an issue with the concrete factory that was on strike. That effect is still on strike.
Right.
That's been
going
on since July.
Can't make this stuff up.
So there's that. And then I did get a response today, which I haven't had time to read or digest, from the state on Blossom Hill Road.
Oh,
the intersection there. So hopefully some positive forward movement will come from that. And that being said, we'll move on to resolutions.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
One thing I want to say is if residents don't know, and I don't know if it's been posted on our website yet, is that the county was declared a disaster.
Yeah.
So there's several links that are available and phone numbers
right.
that folks can call up and seek assistance in getting remediation.
We can make sure that gets posted tomorrow.
Petron State and everything.
I may have some money in my email from this afternoon. If that was a late arrival.
Thank you. Sorry.
No, thank you. Okay, we're going to start with item number 6 on the new business, the resolution, amending resolution number 119-2020, authorizing amendment to agreement with the Elm Group for licensed site remediation professional services in connection with the remediation of the Windy Acres property from 2020 to 2021, not to exceed $70,000. This, as I understood it at least, the original resolution and authorization extended, if not through July of this year, at least through December of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the work was anticipated to be completed in June of 2021. It was, but the invoice arrived in July. So we have to amend the time period for which the agreement and the resolutions is effective so that we can pay that bill.
Okay.
And this closes out the cleanup of Windy Acres, which has been ongoing for almost a decade, I think.
Right.
It's required a lot of monitoring, a lot of assessment by the DEP has had to come in and verify everything. That's what occurred in June.
And this all goes back to the acquisition.
Correct.
So it's
Correct.
Been going on for years, really.
As part of the acquisition,
right.
to do environmental analysis.
Right.
And that environmental analysis had identified areas of pollution
mm-hmm.
that we had to remediate.
Yeah. So I guess my question was on the second whereas. It talks about requested the effective date be amended from June 20th, 2020 to December 31st, 2021. I'm fine. To complete the services. So is it the effective date or the completion date? Because the effective date is normally when a contract starts.
That's a great question. I think it should be the completion date.
Yeah.
So maybe we just need to amend this and take the words effective date out? I don't know. I don't
well,
know
if it's in the whereases and the preamble.
Yeah, it's a whereas.
If it's,
door. Like, doesn't matter. I'm just, now that Brian's explained the contract, I understand it better.
I mean, theoretically, it's probably better, but it's not. You know, it's just the preamble. It's not the body of the resolution, but
it wouldn't,
you wouldn't hurt to.
It wouldn't be correct to change it, I don't think.
Unfortunately, I don't even have it in front of me.
I wonder if the effective date was June 2020.
I mean, a lot of this is we're just doing, you know, it's basically retroactive. So
yeah, so we can pay them. I understand, sure.
So
I just want to make sure the resolution does what we intend.
Sorry, thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Well, I would really need to look at the contract itself. It probably should say the completion date. The most important thing is dealing with the contract amount, which is in the body of the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would suggest let's amend it to completion date, and if we have to fix it at a later date, we can do so, but I think it'll be fine.
I think it's not going to make any material difference
right.
to what
I mean, can we,
is actually
can we,
right
could we approve it subject to minor modifications to the whereases?
Oh, yeah.
If we just do that, and you guys can clean it up.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're doing what we intend. We just want to document it.
Would you like to make that motion?
I will make that motion, as I just stated.
I shall second.
You're noting the change,
Paula?
Yeah. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor
Miller? Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the purchase of computer equipment through the state contract number 19-TELE-00656 with Dell Corporation, not to exceed $25,000. I don't believe we'll come close to that, but we do need to upgrade a number of computers. We've had our IT person in as he's been onboarding some new hires, and we've definitely identified some issues in performance and flaws and computers that need urgent, desperate replacement. So that's what this is.
So this will get us pretty up to date?
No, but it'll help.
It starts up. It's a down payment.
No. It'll be a slow process.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll make the motion on this one.
May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Blaise?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor
Miller? Yes. Next, we have a personal favorite of mine every year. Maybe not have to use any of it. Resolution authorizing the purchase of rock salt for the DPW from Morton Salt to the Hunterdon County Purchasing Co-op, number 51-HCCPS for 2021 to 2022. And not to exceed amount of $100,000. Self-explanatory. Any questions?
No. May I have the motion?
May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Blair?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Miller?
Yes. Okay, new one here. Resolution approving a shared services agreement with Clinton Township Board of Education for the maintenance and servicing of board vehicles. This is a great collaboration with our local school board. They're going to have our mechanic do routine and easy to handle maintenance of their fleet is, I think, the easiest way to say it.
Yes.
So
we're very happy.
They'll pay costs for materials and labor hours, et cetera.
It's, what if there's a conflict on priority? But let's say there's a lot of cars the mechanic needs to fix. How do we work that out with theirs versus the police cars, for instance?
I think ours is the rule.
Yeah, I mean, it would be our decision as to how to prioritize.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
But I would think that we would prioritize something like that.
Well, public safety versus.
And then if we had something that wasn't well used, then perhaps.
But it's sort of, we'll work with them on that. And we're not concerned that the invoicing and tracking is going to be a burden on the finance department or anything.
No.
Okay. Then I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. This one is I don't want to say it's an annual one, but it's a historical one that we've done occasionally. We have a resolution approving an interlocal services agreement with the Clinton Township Board of Education for the use of school facilities. We have historically used the schools for our recreation events, for summer camp, etc. And in return, we mow and we do a number of other things for the school from a public works perspective. It's kind of a barter.
Right. And this year we tweaked it a bit so it's realistic as far as the plowing and all that, because there were some issues with the previous one that we really couldn't meet some of the things that were in there, some of the tasks.
Right.
So we cleaned it up. We met the school, members of the school, the business administrator, and the superintendent. So it's a great relationship. So, you know, we just tweaked it to a realistic agreement.
Maybe not great at this degree, but the use of the cross-country track across from high school.
That's totally unrelated.
That is unrelated. That's why. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. It was a different school system entirely.
Oh, sorry.
All right. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes. We have a resolution approving a shared services agreement with the North Hunterdon and Voorhees Board of Education for Class 3 special law enforcement officers. These are the Class 3 officers they have every year. This is just a renewal of that agreement with some minor changes. I'm sure salaries may have changed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, concerns, comments?
No? Well, we pass through the expenses. It's good for them, good for us.
Yeah, this is Board of Education agreement time.
Yeah.
Time of year.
Yeah, we got them all done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. May I have a motion then?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczmarski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Not to repeat myself, a resolution approving a shared services agreement with North Hunter and Voorhees Board of Education for a law enforcement officer. This is our school resource officer's agreement with the high school, and it reflects her higher salary.
Yes, it does.
So, any questions or comments?
Salary's covered.
Salary and benefits.
Oh, nice. Right. And yeah, this is the law enforcement officer.
Correct.
Right? Yeah,
correct.
I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczmarski?
Yes.
And
Mayor
Miller?
Yes. Next, we have resolution to approve a grade advancement for Patrolman Theodore White. Officer White has been with us not for very long, but he's been a really great addition to the department, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He also serves as our OEM coordinator, and he got a baptism a little bit on last week's storm, but all reports came back. He did great. Good. Spoke with him a little bit this weekend. He certainly has performed, and Chief DeRosa has recommended that he move up in rank.
Great.
Yeah. Any questions?
No.
I will make this motion. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczmarski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes. Resolution authorizing the hiring of Robert Vandenberg as electrical subcode official. Mr. Vandenberg comes with a lot of experience. He has been working part-time in a number of towns in the county, Reddington. Has he been helping out here on an interim basis?
Yes, you hired him on a interim basis.
So he's done very well. I know that in the interim, I have heard nothing but glowing reviews of how the Reddington folks did in their performance here. It's been great. So,
and there's no issue with his availability. His resume talks about being in Reddington, Kingwood, and Bethlehem. So yeah, he figures that out. He gives us our 15 hours, and it works for the residents.
It's probably more like 12 hours, but actually that's what Tom Pedal had recommended. We put in a little bit more because sometimes they go over, and we don't want to have to come back and hold up the approval of that. So we just put in not to exceed.
Yep. Does he have set hours, Vita, or is it?
Probably he'll come in early morning, but it will be by inspections whenever he schedules them. But probably he probably will work out some steady hours with Tom.
Yeah, just to schedule the inspections, probably. Nothing else.
Yeah.
But our construction code official, the new one, has fairly set hours, I believe.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Okay.
And he just started on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, we have a lot of new people
there. I just wanted to make sure that his availability to the public.
Right.
That's what we're hoping to improve some of that from what I understand.
Yeah, great.
Pass.
Any other concerns?
I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczmarski?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, resolution to approve a contract with JEC Computers, LLC, formerly RiverNet, not to exceed $4,000. This is a previous contract that we've had with RiverNet, and I think we're just changing the name of the company.
The name. They split. They're brothers, and they split off from each other.
I met him last week.
Uh-huh.
He was a good one. Knows what he's doing. And
Yes.
Well, they do. They have different specialties, as I understand it.
Yes. One was residential. They were doing residential work, and Jim stopped all that because he was doing mostly municipalities, actually. He is very good. You can only take it for a few minutes because he loses you within about, at least me, about 5 minutes. Okay, that's enough.
I'm touching my stapler here. I'm not touching anything.
Why do you always look at me? Like,
guilty look.
The guilty look. I'm afraid. It startles me.
So I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
I told you I shouldn't sit on this side.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that.
I'm trying to drive people away.
It was $10,000, wasn't it?
Was it $10,000?
Was it $10,000?
Agenda says four.
Four.
I think it's ten.
I
would four. Yeah, to carry them to the end of the year because we had a contract with them. I think it's $10,000. I think that's incorrect, the $4,000. The resolution says
10. All right. Okay. We're going to revise this. And I have a revised motion to amend that.
Yeah.
Yes, for 10,000, just to make sure we're all set. Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Good. Yes, we'll call that a mulligan.
$10,000.
All right. Yeah. We have a resolution to amend the 2021 capital budget. This is for the aforementioned police vehicle, I believe, so that we can get it in there. Any questions, concerns? If not, may I have a motion?
So moved.
I will second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Resolution authorizing the award of a contract to Enforces for the renewal of Enforces software and maintenance in an amount not to exceed $25,000. This is something that we obviously, I think, need in order to maintain that software and the equipment that we've got in our vehicles, police vehicles, and in the police department.
So we did change the top part of that.
Yeah.
Did I read it correctly?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they typed it up. Okay. It had many hands in it, and the last hand didn't catch that.
That's quite all right.
The last review.
All right, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second. Thank you.
Roll call. Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. All right, now we have resolution authorizing a First Amendment to the agreement for payment in lieu of taxes with Pearl Developers, LLC, concerning a portion of the property known as the Meridian Site and identified as Block 82, Lots 4 and 4.03 on the Clinton Township tax maps. This is a little bit unusual, I think, perhaps might be the word for it. We had initially set a 5% pilot agreement, 5% on the revenue that is generated by the project. Subsequent to that, the developer has evaluated their costs, which they will have to audit and present at a later date. And in that review has found a significant increase. And this being a 100% municipally sponsored project, we have to make some effort to assist. And this would reduce the pilot payment from 5% to 3.28%, but the decrease is lessened in terms of dollars because since we've agreed on this pilot, the rents have been able to be raised. So the dollar impact will be less than the percentage impact may otherwise indicate. And Cecil, did I get it all right?
You got it all right.
So it's a 30-year agreement, but the important thing to me is that we need to do this because we need to build that
Correct.
Affordable housing
Correct.
For so many different reasons. Yeah. That. And I would point out that the bulk of the units from this affordable housing project actually satisfy the obligation we had to satisfy it by 1999.
Right.
These are not new
Right.
obligations. This is mostly the old stuff, too.
So. Yeah. Right. It's not lost on me. We have a fairness hearing at the end of the month, and we need to make good efforts to keep these projects going.
Right.
I'll make the motion if there's no more discussion.
Okay. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor
Malek? Yes. Okay, now we can move on to introduction of ordinances, and we have two. The first is an ordinance to amend ordinance number 1130-19, entitled An Ordinance to Establish Salaries, Wages, and Compensation Ranges for Non-Contractual Officials and Employees of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. This is one that we do every few years just to set the salary ranges. The salaries have already been set by the salary resolution or individual resolutions as we bring people on.
And this will enable us to hit the ground running early next year, and perhaps we can do a salary resolution earlier in the year 2022 as opposed to later. Questions, concerns?
Nope.
Hearing none, may I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Miller?
Yes, and I would like to set this hearing for the 22nd of September, I think, without objection.
Sure.
September?
22nd of September, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and we should talk about that. Time when we're done. An ordinance, we'll introduce an ordinance appropriating $53,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for police vehicle and equipment by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. Again, this is the aforementioned police vehicle. Any questions, concerns?
No.
Hearing none, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, sir.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Miller?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I would ask that we set the hearing for this also for September 22nd.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. That brings us to our final public comment session. I see just a couple people in the audience. Do any of the audience members wish to come up?
And you can come up.
Don't be, or if you feel more comfortable, you can come up to me after, whatever works best.
She wants to give a little presentation.
Oh, come on down. Good. Have a seat. If you wouldn't mind, just state your name and your location for the clerk.
My name is Nina Casella.
What road do you live on?
Cedar Grove.
Okay, welcome, Nina. Go right ahead.
This is about my Civil War project. I'm an NFL Girl Scout. We build boxes to help support the community through a book exchange. You can find the boxes at Bump Park between the community dog park and community garden. Research others in the area and research designs. We reached out to local business for a donation of materials and built the box ourselves. The book box's intel is for the local community to give and take books free of charge through a book exchange. You can help me by telling everyone you know about the book boxes, since many people may not know that they are there. I am collecting books people wish to donate to restock the book supply, and will donate any extra to local libraries. You can donate books that your kids and adults are finished reading and would like to pass on. I will have a donation bin at the Back to Troop event on Sunday, September 19th. 2021. Recommended books to donate are the following. Books you and or your child have finished reading, or books you and or your child have grown out of. I hope to see you there.
Thank you very much. It sounds like a really great project. Did you have fun doing it?
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of the fellow Girl Scouts to help? Some of them? No? All right. Never mind. I will definitely tell my daughters, who both read avidly, and hopefully maybe they'll be able to come up with some boxes. And you said that event was going to be on Sunday, September 19th. You'd have a van?
Yes.
Great. Very good.
Yeah, I've seen the one at by the dog park. It's very nice.
That's great. Well done.
Well, thank you very much. It sounds like a great addition. Great job.
So next year, when you're not busy working on your project, you can be in the Junior Police Academy with your brothers. They were very agitated that you get to sleep in every morning. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
And now, did you get your gold award, or you're working toward it?
Silver
award. Silver award. Great. Very good.
That's wonderful.
Any other comment from the public? Seeing or hearing none, Councilman Glazer?
I'll make the motion we adjourn.
Thank you much.
Second.
Excuse me.
Roll call.
Councilman Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strass.
Yes.
Council President Kachinowski.
Yes.
Mayor Malloy.
Yes.